Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We have had some Supercoach changes for 2023. We're going to go through some of those rules and give our live reaction to those. We will have at 3 p.m. this afternoon, beers and break-evens will be dropping on YouTube. We'll be going through our hooker analysis and our fullback analysis for 2023. Two positions that we have paired together there. And then tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m. on YouTube, we'll be going through halfbacks and 5-8. So a heap of content to sink our teeth into Supercoach wise over the next 24 hours. I am looking forward to getting Timmy Williams' reaction to the rule changes and whatnot. I believe that he dropped his Supercoach playbook episode yesterday afternoon on YouTube. So make sure you go to YouTube, subscribe to the Supercoach playbook. Have a look at their episode there from last night. But this afternoon, we'll take a deep dive into the new rules. And then we'll get stuck into the hooker and fullback analysis, which is going to be very, very interesting. A couple of pot options to go with in both avenues. So very keen to have a deep dive into those. My reaction to these new rules, though, first of all, we've got this best 13 rule in round 13, 16, 19. I don't think it's overly clear or exactly clear yet how it will work in those rounds, whether it is that, you have to nominate 17 players, pick your best 13 out of that, whether it's just pick your best 13 out of your entire squad. Dare I say, in those rounds with the amount of teams that have buys, I personally think it'll be a battle to even just get 13 players. We'll see how we go, but I don't think you'll have many more than 13, realistically, with so many teams having the buys and whatnot. Look, this rule change, it probably doesn't impact me as much as, a guy like Tim Williams, who's, an absolute master at buy planning, and that's normally where he makes up his huge ground. I've got better at it over the years, but I sort of think, to be honest with you, this probably benefits a lot of players out there, probably the really keen guys, as I said, like Timmy Williams. It hurts them quite a bit, realistically. Someone like me, I don't have a huge issue with it. I actually think it's a good way to get more people involved in the game. I think the longer that we can keep interest in Supercoach from people, the better. But I'm sure there's a lot of diehards out there that are pretty upset with these changes. I spoke to Tim very, very briefly about it on Monday, and he sort of put it like, it really isn't Supercoach anymore because you do take that aspect away from it. But I do think that this is sort of always the avenue that Supercoach was going to have to go down eventually. Obviously, and I can even see it in content and whatever. You see a huge drop-off after that origin period once people come out of the buy rounds and realize that they haven't done enough. They might have been sitting, in the top few thousand during the buy planning. All of a sudden, they plummet after that because there's so many proper players out there that plan for the back end of the season and get in front, which I never really had a problem with, but I can understand why Supercoach has gone with this avenue. I think it's available in draft leagues as well, which is really interesting. I think you can play like a best seven, which I really like. Sometimes you get to a draft weekend and, one guy might have 9 or 10 players and it's just impossible to compete with them in buy rounds. Now with this seven rule, the last few years, if you had, five players and the other guy had 10, you never stood a chance. But now it's 5-on-7. You potentially can win there. So I think it does make it a little bit more interesting, a little bit more engaging for a lot of people. Obviously, for you diehard players that do your heavy buy planning, it's a bit of a kick in the dick. But I understand what Supercoach is doing, and I do think it will keep interest longer in the game. But I understand those that are upset by it 100%. I'm very keen to hear Timmy Williams' perspective. I still think buy planning is going to be important. I don't think that you can throw it out the window completely, and I still think the players that do it well will be able to gain an advantage. I just don't think it'll be as crucial or it'll make as much of a difference as what it has over the last, the entire existence of Supercoach. It's something that, like, before I was really keen on my Classic when I first started Guru, and even before that, I'd be cruising along okay until the buy rounds, and then all of a sudden they'd hit, and I would just completely shit the bed, and all my mates who were very serious about it all would absolutely skyrocket. So it does take away that. I think it brings a little bit more luck into Supercoach as well, which, I know a lot of keen players won't be overly keen on that, but I don't know. I think it does make it a little bit more entertaining, to be honest with you. And you're still going to also have the challenge throughout the entire year of buys being every single week. There's going to be certain weeks when more teams are going to have buys, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think it's all going to be, super easy or whatever. I still think that if you plan around your buys and you plan well and you have a structured plan that you can work to, I still think you can make huge advantages out of this, but not as much as you used to, without a doubt. So, yeah, keen to see what Timmy Williams says, but I don't mind the best 13, to be honest with you. I think it's very interesting for draft, as I said. And we'll see how it goes this year. 5 trade boosts. Once again, I think we're still sort of tinkering with what's the best way to use your trade boost. I know a lot of people sort of threw them out the window last year at the start of the season, and that's not how I would go about it. I do think they are pretty important. I would be using them, obviously, for your buy rounds and whatnot. You do have 3 trades in buy rounds. I assume you're allowed to use a trade boost those weeks too. So I'd be keeping out for those weekends. But I think that the trade boost, I like them as an addition. I think that it adds another element to Supercoach, picking and choosing when you use your trade boost. I really like that side of it being a bit strategic. So that does add another layer to it for your more experienced players. I guess it's just trying to work out when is the best time to use trade boosts. I think anyone that tells you that they know when to use them and this is how you have to use them, I think they're kidding themselves. I think we've only had it for 1 year or whatever it might be. So I still think we're still working these things out. And I think depending on the season and when you get your big injury runs and that sort of thing, I think that answer can change every single year. So keen to see how different people use their trade boosts. You got the 3 trades in buy rounds, which is very good to see. Obviously, you will be able to make moves during that period. I think I saw somewhere that the amount of trades we get, I think it's 5 more than what it was last year. So I think it ends up being like just under 2 trades per week. So 3 trades in your buy rounds. You will have to be careful. You will have to plan for those buy rounds if you are serious about it. And you will just have to make the best of what you can during those periods. So yeah, I'm excited about Supercoach this year. I don't hate it, to be honest with you. I think it does make it a little bit more entertaining. I'm very keen for, a lot of you people that are more casual players to be more involved throughout the year and more engaged in the content. I think it opens up a couple more avenues for pod plays and a little bit outside the box sort of players. I don't think it's as rigid and strategic as what it has been in previous years with the buy planning and everything. But any of the, people that have been playing for a number of years, people that genuinely compete for that number 1 overall, I can understand why they are a little bit upset. But I still think that for you to finish in the top 5 for Supercoach, and certainly to win it, you have to know what you're doing. And the person that comes out on top at the end, they are going to have taken advantage of those bye weeks. They are going to be people that have planned around those. I don't think you can luck your way to a 50K prize pool there with Supercoach. I just don't think it can be done, to be honest with you. There's so many players out there that follow, whether it be Guru, Playbook, whoever, for Supercoach content, that you guys are so on top of it, that, I just don't think it'll be a lottery. I've had a lot of people say, anyone can win it now. It's bullshit. It's not what it used to be. I understand your frustration, but I don't think it's quite to that level yet. Yes, there's a little bit more luck involved, but I think that when we get to the back end of the season, the top four or five. I'm pretty confident that, you know, we'll be in contact with them via content. I'm pretty sure they will be keen. Supercoach players have been for a long time and have just worked out the formula of how to handle these buys. They would have put a heap of homework into it, and they would have just struck gold with their process that they've chosen to use. So, yeah, as I said, guys, I don't think it is a train wreck. I kind of like it. I kind of think it will be more entertaining, but I can understand people that aren't huge on it. Looking forward to getting Timmy Williams' perspective on it this afternoon on Beers and Breakevens, 3 p.m. on YouTube. That will be going live. We'll be going through our positional analysis, and I'll just give you the rundown what it will look like. We'll have hooker and fullback this afternoon at 3 p.m., so stay tuned for that. Talking Tommy Turbo, all those guys, Latrell Mitchell, James Tedesco, different avenues to go down there. Also, be having a look at hooker. Obviously, Harry Grant, Timmy Williams is huge on him. We spoke about him last week. Got other guys like the Hectic Cheese, is he a must-have? Tanner Boyd, he's a guy that's popped up recently. You got your Reese Robsons, your Jaden Brayley's.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Heap of options there at hooker. And then next week, we will be returning on Wednesday and Thursday to finish our positional analysis. Sorry, tomorrow, actually, we'll be returning where we go through halfbacks and 5'8". So obviously, Cleary and Hines, they are the two big swinging dicks there. But there are a couple of other options which we will touch on. 5'8 is really interesting. I think it's one of the more open positions. You've got Josh Schuster available there. But then you've got Adam Dwahi, Matt Burton, these sort of guys. We'll touch on a heap of them. AJ Brimson's another one that I think Timmy's a little bit interested in. And then next week, we'll return and we'll get stuck into the Pigs and the CTWs. So I think we've got the CTWs. They will be a position on their own, and that's where we'll include a lot of the dual position guys that you probably wouldn't pick at fullback that would be in CTW. So we're stuck to go through there, and we do think they're going to be very, very important this season. And then we're going to get stuck into the two RFs and the front row forwards. Front row forwards we're not as concerned with, if we're being honest with you, but the two RFs, they are going to be critical, as they always are. So that's the schedule, guys. The next four episodes of Beers and Breakevens over the next 10 days or so, they will be covering every single position, giving our analysis, all of our thoughts, the guys that we like, the guys that we don't, and other guys that you should probably be considering. The week after that, trials will be kicking off. We'll give a big trial preview, have a look at our sides once again. Stack of content to get into there. Just remember, guys, if you would like to watch Beers and Breakevens on YouTube, we'll be live there this afternoon at 3 p.m. You can go back and watch our team reveal from last week as well. Numbers on that were sensational. We're very, very happy with the engagement from you guys, so we appreciate that. Thank you very much. As I said off the top too, go and subscribe to SC Playbook Rugby League Guru on YouTube, and you can tune in there and be up to date on all of your Supercoach content throughout season 2023.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.